Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Oh, for goodness sake, I'm coming. Oh, hello.
Hello, Penny. I'm here to collect Helen.
Oh, I didn't realise you were coming to get her.
No, it wasn't planned, but I thought as I was passing, I might as well call in and take her home.
But she's ordered a taxi.
I know, but I've cancelled it, so can you tell her that I'm here, please?
Yes, of course. So, is she expecting you?
No. I tried to phone her, but her phone was off.
Oh, I see. The only thing is, I was just about to dish out the dessert. Kathy's done an amazing selection. And you know what we can be like. We tend to talk a lot. And so dessert was left for a while.
Yes, I can imagine. So can you go and tell her that I'm here, please?
Yes, OK. Well, you better come in then.
Thank you.
If you want to wait here, I'll just go and get her.
Good. And tell her to hurry up, won't you?
OK. I won't be a minute.
So, do you feel better now?
Yes, I was just being stupid. And I do. I feel much happier now.
So, tell me, you're still worried about the cafe?
No, it's not that.
Helen, you know you can always talk to me about anything.
I know, and I'm glad I've got you to talk to.
Helen, sorry to interrupt, but your husband's here to take you home.
You what?
Yes, he's in the hall waiting for you.
Oh, for goodness sake, why is he here? Is he all right?
Yes, he seems fine. He just said that he was passing by, so he thought he'd collect you.
Why? I'm not blooming parcel.
Look, let me take your glass.
Oh, just tell him to go home, will you? I don't want to leave now. I'll take a taxi later.
Ah, he told me he's cancelled that.
Oh, you're joking. Oh, why has he come now? It's only 9:30.
Look, why don't you order another cab?
I don't think I'd get one now. Why does he always have to interfere with everything?
Well, he did say he was just passing by.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm sorry, Penny. I don't want to go, but I'll have to. And I was really starting to enjoy myself.
Then don't go. Tell him you're not ready to go yet.
I can't.
Why not? I'll try and get you another cab if you like. There must be someone available.
No, I didn't.
What do you mean, you daren't? Just tell him to get lost.
No, I'll have to go now. Sorry, Penny, but I've got to.
Don't worry, Helen. I understand.
Penny, who was at the door?
Oh, it was Helen's husband, Vince. He'd come to collect her.
Oh, that was good of him.
No, it wasn't. She had ordered a taxi and she didn't even know he was coming.
Well, not every husband would make the effort to go out and collect their wives from a party, would they?
No, but he's come far too early.
Well, you can't have everything.
Kathy, you're missing the point. She didn't want him to take her home. She wanted to go home later by taxi.
Oh, I see. But she went with him all the same.
Yes, but he didn't think about what she wanted to do. And she was dying to have some of your mini pavlovas.
Oh, we can save her a couple. I'll give them to Connie to give her. In fact, I'll go and sort that out now. Connie, I've put a couple of the mini pavlovas in a plastic container in the fridge for Helen. I was wondering if you could take them and give them to her at some point.
Yes, that's fine. I can pop round tomorrow and give them to her.
Oh, that's great. I do appreciate that.
Well, that's no problem.
You heard that Vince came to collect her, didn't you?
Yes, I was talking to her when he came. It was such a shame because she was actually starting to relax and enjoy herself.
Well, don't you think that was kind of him?
No, not really. I think he did it to spoil things for her.
Oh, gosh, is he like that?
Well, let's just say the more I hear about Vince, the more I don't like him.
Oh, Kathy, you are such a brilliant dancer.
Oh, thank you, and so are you. I told Penny you're almost as good as me.
Ah, now that is a compliment. But I know I'll never be as good as you.
Oh, Jim, you just have to practice, that's all. Oh, come on, let's go and have a drink. Ooh, look, Megan's digging into the cake again.
Ah, Now that's a good idea. I need something to maintain my stamina. Do you want some?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Megan, while you're there, do you mind?
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, Jim, I was watching you dance. You're very good, aren't you? Oh, Kathy, did you want some more?
No, thank you. One slice is more than enough for me. Penny, do you want some?
No, thanks.
Oh, OK. I was just about to text Helen, because she's left her sunglasses here.
Ah, well, you might not get through, because Vince said that she didn't have her phone turned on.
Yes, she did, because I saw her looking at it several times.
Well, maybe she turned it off when he was on his way.
Nope, she looked at it just before he arrived.
Oh?
Talk about texting. I once sent a text to the wrong person. Have you ever done that?
Oh, yes, I have. Tons of times.
Well, I did. But I sent them something I didn't want anybody else to know about.
Did you?
Yeah, didn't I, Jim?
Jim's danced with everyone else apart from me.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't danced with me.
Hasn't he?
No.
Oh, good. Well, I don't feel so bad then. I thought it was me.
No, he'd dance with anyone. No, I didn't mean it like that.
Oh, don't worry. I know what you mean. He can be quite a flirt, can't he?
Oh, yes, big time. But I like him. You can depend on Jim.
Mike didn't turn up, did he?
No. I'll phone him tomorrow and find out why.
Do you want me to give him a message?
No, I don't think so. Well, you could just say it would have been nice to have seen him. No. I've changed my mind. I think just leave it.
Okay. Right. I think I'll make a move in a minute.
Oh, well, don't forget to take the dessert and the sunglasses for Helen.
Oh, yes, thanks for reminding me.
Well, what happened to Matthew then? He didn't show up, did he?
No, and it's a pity. I would have liked to have had a chat with him.
It was Megan who said he wasn't coming, wasn't it?
Hang on, just a minute. I heard my name mentioned. What have I done now?
I was just saying I thought it was you who said Matthew was coming tonight.
Yes, it was. I definitely heard he was coming.
Well, he didn't, did he?
No, and it's such a shame. I would have liked to have seen him.
Well, so would I.
Oh, gosh, he is popular, isn't he?
Oh, it was a good night, wasn't it?
Yes, on the whole, it was great.
Meaning what?
Meaning it was a shame Helen left early and that Matthew couldn't be bothered to come.
Oh, that's a bit harsh. He did have a friend over, remember?
I know. But I heard he was going to come anyway.
Did you now? And who told you that?
Well, Megan did. And Jim thought he was coming.
Well, he must have changed his mind.
I thought Helen looked really sad at one point.
Yes, I thought that. She only really cheered up just before Vince came.
And you say she didn't want to go home then?
No, she didn't. Did you see her husband?
Yes. Well, I only had a glimpse of him, but he didn't look very happy either.
I don't think they get on very well.
Don't you? He did come and get her, didn't he?
Yes, but not when she wanted him to.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he was thinking he was doing the right thing. You know what these men are like. They don't remember to do anything when you want them to, do they?
Yes, I suppose. Oh, right. Oh, sorry, I must go to bed.
Jim was funny, wasn't he?
Oh, he's always a good laugh.
I like Jim. And he seems fine now, doesn't he? He's just like his old self.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Did you hear what Megan said about the text she sent?
Oh, yes. Well, I think she sent that text to Jim.
Oh, no. Not that again, please.
Yes, it was him. I'm sure of it.
Ah, well, you definitely missed the last ferry now. Oh, I'm sorry about that, Yaz.
Yes, I suppose I have.
So, you okay with staying here?
Yeah, and that's very kind of you to put me up. Thank you.
Oh, any time, Yaz. You're always welcome, you know that.
It's been a lovely evening, Matthew. I've really enjoyed it.
Well, so have I. Oh, I'm glad you came over and found me.
Yes, so am I. Oh, sorry.
Right, well, I'd better go and make up the bed in the spare room. Won't be a minute.
Thank you, that would be lovely.
And, if you need anything in the night, Just help yourself, okay?
What sort of thing?
Oh, you know what I mean. Get a drink or something like that.
Oh, I see. So nothing else?
Yes.
But I might get lonely all by myself.
Oh. I think I'll have to have my bedroom door locked then. Not that it does lock, you understand.
Oh, will you? And why is that?
Well, in case someone wanders in by mistake.
But what if a damsel in distress needed help?
Oh, well, I suppose if that was to happen, I'd have to keep it unlocked. Or even ajar.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.